Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Today I'm going to demonstrate how to install a WordPress blog on your server. In case you have a hosting account and you want to install manually a WordPress package for your blog, this is the tutorial for you. What I have to do today, I have to install the WordPress package on my domain, tamasan.uk, and I have the WordPress package already downloaded from wordpress.org website. I've got a zip archive. I'll go to my cPanel at my hosting account just to create a database and to apply all the privileges over the user of the database. I'll collect the information about the database and I will populate them in the config file. I'll show you step by step how to install manually a WordPress without using Softaculous, like last time when I demonstrated how to install a blog. Why I avoid this time to use Softaculous? Simply because I had a couple of incidents when going to Softaculous. I didn't pay attention too much to the checkbox what I ticked, and accidentally I deleted another installation than the wanted one. So I'll prefer to create a database manually, and once I've got the database, I'll go to write the database details in the config file, and then I will upload the WordPress package on the server via FTP using FileZilla, a FTP client, and then I'll set up the blog once the upload is complete. So this is what is going today. I'll go now to open my cPanel.
Windows R, run dialog, type www.accessiblecomputer, accessible co, co, period, uk, slash cpanel, slash panel, enter, desktop, folder view, list view, audacity, loofer.
I'm using for this
cPanel, you're at Google Chrome, cPanel, you're at
Windows 10, JAWS 2018, and Google Chrome as a browser. So I'll type here my username.
T-R-A-M-A-S-A-N-A-T-A-B required password, but start, login button, space, cPanel login. cPanel main Google Chrome, find functions quickly by typing here, edit, find.
Okay, I'm logged in my cPanel. I'll go to the databases wizard. I'll press insert F7 to make a links list.
Links list dialog, links list view, limit MySQL register databases.
Okay.
MySQL register database wizard.
This is the one. What I'm looking for, the link, press enter.
Enter. cPanel MySQL register database wizard, Google Chrome. cPanel MySQL register database wizard, new database edit.
New database edit, it says. I have the focus straight into the edit field where I'll put the name of the new database. So I'll call it
TMSUK.
Like this. I'll press tab.
TMSUK tab. Next step button.
Next step.
Space. Next step button. Username edit.
Username. I'll put
TMSUK.
Okay. The username. And now press tab.
MSUK tab. Password. Password edit.
Password.
Start. 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 Tab. Password again.
Tab.
Start. 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 Start.
Okay. Once again. Tab.
Start. 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 Tab. Create user button.
Create user. Space. Space. And create user button. And now the. So I'll press once more. Apparently it was not activated properly. The button. Press enter. Oh, I think he's not happy with the password. I'll arrow up.
Password generator button. Week 34/100. Strength. Click up.
Okay,
virtual PC. So password again. Password edit. Start. 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 Virtual PC. Note 8 characters. Max. Password.
Okay, so I put the password only 7 characters. I'll try to put this time 8 characters. 1.
Password. Password edit. Bullet. 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 Start. End. Start.
I'll delete this. Next.
Start. 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 Tab. Password again. Pass. Start. 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 Start.
Okay. Tab.
Start. 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 Tab. Create user button.
Create user button, press space bar.
Space. See alert, save password, username, password, bullet, 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 show password, save, save, never, never, new regions, 2 headings and 9 links, heading level 1 MySQL registered database wizard, you have successfully created a MySQL username Tamsin TMS UK, heading level 2 step 3, add user to the database, user Tamsin TMS UK database Tamsin TM suck, table with 2 columns and 10 rows, all privileges checkbox not checked, alter checkbox alter.
Okay, so I have to bring now all the privileges of this user over the new created database.
All privileges checkbox not checked.
I'll click, I'll space bar.
Space, all privileges, column header, colon, row 1, all privileges, checkbox checked.
On this tick, and now if I check this tick box, all the tick boxes below
tab, alter, checkbox checked.
Will be marked, will be ticked. So I have to press letter B to go to the next button.
Next step button.
I'll press space bar.
Space, out of table, next step button. Two regions, two headings and 11 links, heading level 1 MySQL registered database wizard, heading level 2 step 4, complete the task. User Tamsin TMS UK was added to the database Tamsin TM suck. Visited link add another database, link add another user for your MySQL database, link return to MySQL databases, link return home, list of 4 items, link home, link trademarks.
Okay, so I'll return home.
Link home, list of 4 items, link return home. Enter.
Okay.
Cpanel main Google Chrome, cpanel main, find functions quickly by typing your
I'll create an email account because I'll need when I'll install the new blog. So I'll go again, insert F7.
Links list dialog, link email accounts slash index.
Email accounts, press enter.
Enter. Virtual PC.
I'll go now to create a new email address. I'll press letter H to go to the main content.
Wrapping the top email accounts heading level 1. Blank. This feature lets you create and manage email accounts. Want to learn more? Read our link documentation. Blank. Date available. 19 news. Percent locale. Make text search percent.
Okay, so here I can search for an email address which is already created.
Search edit. Is virtual PC. Search button. List of 4 items. Link all. Link restricted. Link default account. Link exceeded storage. List end. Create button. Button menu. Create button.
I'll hit create. Press spacebar or enter.
Enter. 78.0.20. Wrapping to top. Domain edit. Wrapping to bottom. Storage space edit. Spin box. 1024. Mimic password. Password edit request. Username edit required. Invalid entry. Enter your email address. Username here. Space. Username edit required. Invalid entry. Enter your email address. Username here.
So I press E to go to the username. This is what will be before the character at. So I'll type here Adrian.
A-D-R-I-A-N.
And now,
Adrian, tab, password, password, edit required, invalid entry, enter password.
I'll press tab. Here, I'll type a password.
Start, 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 start.
Tab again.
Start, 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 tab, link, expand. 1024 radio button check, 102.
Okay, so here is the size of the email folder on the server. It's 1 gig.
Tab, storage space, edit, inbox, 1024.
It's fine.
Tab, megabytes button menu. Tab, send a welcome email with instructions to set up a mail client. Checkbox checked.
Okay, so here is a tick box if I want to send instructions.
Tab, stay on this page after I click create. Checkbox not checked.
Okay. What I didn't complete here is the domain under the email will be created. So I'll go on the top, control home.
Cpanel email accounts.
I'll hit again letter E to go to the edit field.
Domain edit.
Domain edit.
Space not checked. Domain edit.
So I'll type here tamasan.uk.
A-S-A-N. Tamsin, period. U-K.
Good. Tab.
A tab. Virtual PC. Tab. Link expand.
Okay, so go back to the top of the page.
Cpanel email accounts.
Hit letter E.
Domain edit.
Domain.
Username edit required. Adrian.
Adrian.
Password. Password edit required. Bullet, bullet, bullet. Enter password.
Okay.
Storage space edit inbox. 1024. Min 1.
All right. Everything is fine. I'll press letter B from button. Just to hit.
MD, button menu, mega, create button, click here to create your new email account.
Create, enter.
Enter, create button available, click here to create your new alert, save password, username, username, password, password, show password, save, save, never, never, percent locale, dot make text, search, percent edit, search.
Okay, I'll go on the top of the page to see the result of my attempt.
Virtual PC. Cpanel email accounts.
Just to have the confirmation the email was created.
Navigation region, visit link home, button menu, link logout, blank, navigation region end, blank, heading level 1 email accounts, blank, this feature lets you create and manage link documentation, blank, date available. 20 used. Percent locale. Make text search for search edit.
Apparently,
virtual PC.
Was not created.
Search button. List of 4 items. Link all. Link restricted. Link default account. Link exceeded storage. List end. Create button. Button menu. Link account. Add. Link domain. View details. Button. Dot clarity. Reversible in water. Dot manage button. View details. Button. Adrian Tamsin. Dot.
Oh, it's created. It's already here.
Manage button. Adrian Tamsin. Dot. Manage button. Adrian Tamsin. Dot.
Good. All done. I don't need the cPanel anymore now. So I'll close the cPanel. Alt F4.
Alt F4.
And now I have to go to prepare my zipper archive in order to be uploaded on my server. So I've got a folder in my documents.
Windows M, desktop. P, const, back, M, and P, PC, documents, enter. Shell folder view, items view, list box, read on.
It's called WordPress, so I'll hit W.
W, WordPress.
Press enter.
Enter. C, See user name in documents WordPress. Items new multi-select list box. Not selected WordPress 5.1.1 mgp.zip 07/04.
So this is the archive as a zip archive. I will unzip the file.
WordPress 5.1.1 mgp.zip. Shift F10. Context menu. Open. O.
7 zips.
7. Open archive. O. Open archive. Extract files. Extract here. E.
Extract
Enter.
Here.
Leaving menu. See user name in documents WordPress. Items new multi-select list box. WordPress 5.1.1 mgp.zip 07/04/2019/16/24 zip archive 11727 kb 101.6%. 6% extracting. See user name in .ss5.1.1 mgp.zip dialog. Elapsed time. Remaining time. Files. Compression ratio. Total size. Speed. Processed. Compressed size. Background button. Alt plus B. 100%. See user name in documents WordPress. Items new multi-select.
The archive. Let's see if the archive create its folder or spread it all over.
Home WordPress. WordPress 5.1.1 mgp.zip.
Okay, so is a folder created here.
Home
already.
WordPress.
I'll enter in this folder.
Enter. See user name in documents WordPress. I have new multi-select list box. Not selected wp-admin 13/03/.
And here, I've got three folders. wp-admin.
Wp-content.
Wp-content.
Wp-includes.
Wp-includes.
Index.php.
And now, I've got plenty of files in here. And the one what I need to work on to put the database details is wp-config.
License.txt, readme.html, wp-activate.php, wp-mockheader.php, wp-comments-post.php, wp-config-sample.php.
Okay, so wp-config-sample.php. I'll hit F2 in order to rename the file because I need to rename this file without sample. So instead of wp-config-sample.php, will be called wp-config.php. So I'll hit F2.
F2, edit wp-config-sample.php.
Go to the end.
P-H-P, period.
And I'll delete sample.
E-L-P-M-A-S-dash.
Okay, and the dash after config.
Enter. Item new multi-select list box, wp-config.php, 13.
So I'll hit again F2 just to show you letter by letter how the name must be renamed properly.
F2, edit wp-config home. P.
So it's W. P.
P. Dash.
Dash.
C. O. N. F. I. G.
Config.
Period.
Dot PHP.
P. H. P.
Good.
Enter. Items new multi-select list box. wp-config.php 13.
I hit enter. As the name is okay. I'll hit enter again in order to open the PHP file.
Enter. wp-config.php notepad. Edit.
In my case, the system is opening PHP files with notepad default because I made this selection in the past. In your case, it's very possible to be asked by Windows what program you wish to use in order to open a PHP file. Please choose Notepad. It's the one what works the best in this scenario. And now I've got here plenty of lines. It's lots of code in here. Don't panic. The place where you have to be in order to put the database details are just a little bit below, so I'll hit down arrow.
/*. Start the base configuration for WordPress. Start the wp-config.php creation script uses this file during the start installation. You don't have to use the website, you can. Start copy this file to wp-config.php and fill in the values.
So you can hear as long I'm going arrow down, every single line, which is a comment, starts with the character star.
Start. Start this file contains the following configurations. Start MySQL settings. ** secret keys. ** database table prefix. ** apps path. *.
Okay, so I'll go down with the arrow key until I'll hear a line which does not start with the character star anymore, but starts with a word define.
*. Link HTTPS. *. Package WordPress. *. Blank. *. MySQL. *. The name of define DB name. Database name here.
So you had define DB name. And here, if you go to the end of the line using end button on the keyboard
end.
And turn with the left arrow back, in between two characters apostrophe will be database here. I'll delete the word database here in between these two apostrophes. And there I'll type the database name what I've just created earlier in my cPanel.
Semicolon, right there, space, apostrophe, E. R-E-H underline E-M-A-N underline E-S-A-D-A-T-A-D apostrophe.
So there's an apostrophe here. If I go right now, it says here
D-A-T-A
data
D-A-S-E underline
database is one word underline here
N-A-M
or name
E underline.
Underline here.
H E R E apostrophe.
So I'll delete now with backspace. I'll delete letter by letter until character D from database. I'll leave only these two apostrophes in place, because in between I'll put the name of the database what I've created.
E R E H underline E M A N underline E S A B A T A D.
Okay, so here I've got
apostrophe, apostrophe,
apostrophe, apostrophe. In between this, I'll type the database what I created.
T A M A S A N.
So it's Thomason
underline
underline
T M S U K.
Okay, this is the name. I'll go now one arrow down.
Thomason underline TM suck command. Slash star star MySQL database username star slash.
Okay, so again is a comment because starts with star.
Define DB user username here.
Here is another line with define, which starts with define. So here I have to define the username. I go again to the end of the line, hitting the end button on the keyboard.
End.
And now left arrow.
Semicolon, right paren, space, apostrophe, E, R, E, H, underline, E, M, A, N, R, E, S, U, apostrophe.
So it's apostrophe. And if I go right now, arrow right.
U, S, E, R, N, A, M, E, underline, H, E, R, E, apostrophe.
So username underline here, I'll delete this with backspace.
E-R-E-H underline E-M-A-N-R-E-S-U.
Username here. So I will type now in between these two apostrophes.
T-A-S-A-N underline.
Thomason underline.
T-M-S-U-K.
As the user for my database. I'm going now down to change the password.
Thomason underline TMS slash star star MySQL database password star slash.
So you can hear again, starts with a star. That means it's a comment. It's not a line of code. And when I'm going one arrow down, I'll have the line starting with define again, because I have to define the password for my database.
Define DB password, password here.
So I'll put here the password what I created together with the username in my cPanel.
Semicolon, right parent, space, apostrophe. E-R-E-H underline D-R-O-W-S-S-A-P.
So I deleted what is in between the apostrophes.
Apostrophe. Apostrophe.
Apostrophes.
Apostrophe. Apostrophe.
So I'll type here the password. I'll put a beep over here on the password, just because it's a password is unclear. Okay, so this is all the information one I need to fill in this file. And now I'll hit Alt-F4 and I save the changes.
Alt-F4, notepad dialog. Do you want to save changes to see user's Xamarin Documents WordPress WordPress wp-config.php? Save button, Alt+S.
Save button, spacebar.
Space. See user's Xamarin Documents WordPress WordPress. Item 2, multi-select list.
Perfect. Now I have to go out from here. I'll open FileZilla.
Alt-F4, desktop, folder view.
FileZilla's FTP client.
FileZilla.
Press Enter.
Enter. FileZilla host edit Alt+H.
Host is the FTP host for my... where I have my websites.
FTP, FTP period, A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, accessible C-O, co period, I.
Oops.
I, U, period, period, U, K.
Okay, tab.
A tab, username, edit, alt plus U.
Username.
T-A-A-S-A-N, Thomason, tab, password, password, edit, alt plus W.
Password.
Star, 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 star.
All of this are information what you have received when you purchased your hosting from your provider.
Star 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 tab port edit alt plus P.
Port I leave as it is. Press once more tab.
Tab quick connect button alt plus Q.
Quick connect button. Press spacebar.
Space.
And now here I have two places. Practically I have a screen split in two parts, and is a separator in between. Will be one side with my computer and one side with the server. So in order to understand where is the separator, I'll go tab around, just to see I can go around, but it's important to understand where is the separator, because you have to point in the both sides the right folder in order to upload the WordPress files into your server. So I'll press tab
button.
It says button.
Tab, splitter window, status, directory listing of slash successful, panel, status, directory listing of slash successful, edit read only.
So this is the splitter. This is splitting the two parts.
Tab, local site, edit combo, d backup, 1 to 1.
Local site is the backup, So this is the place on my computer. If I press tab once more.
Tab preview backup closed 7:37.
Here is a tree view for my local computer. Once more.
Tab list view not selected dot dot 1 of 9.
Here is the content of the folder where the tree view was pointing to. Tab again.
Tab remote site edit combo /101.
A remote site. From here is the other side where is the server. And
tab preview slash open 32 items.
One more tab is the preview in my server. Here I have to go down arrow.
Dot catch closed. One dot CL dot selector.
And here I have to search for tamason.uk root folder because I have to put the files into the root folder. It's very important to put in the right place the WordPress files. Other way, you can't proceed with the installer. Or, of course, you can't make any step further.
.can.
I'll go down arrow.
.can close, .ford, .fast, .die, .razor, .softaculous.
All of these are folders in my server. I don't
.spam assassin.
Need them.
.smiladish, .small data, .subaccounts. Dot trash, access logs, access simply comp, message.co. Message.me. Windbogger. Cache, etc. Close, logs, mail, Perl, public FTP.
It's very possible to be
public HTML.
In public HTML, but I know in this case it's out of public HTML.
So, fabulous backups, SSL, Tamason.uk.
This is the folder, Tamason.uk. Now, I'm okay here. On the server side, the tree view is pointing into the right folder, the root of the tamason.uk domain. I shift tab now.
Shift tab, remote site, edit combo, shift tab, list view, not selected, dot dot, 1 of 9. Shift tab, preview, backup closed, 7:37.
And here I'm back into my local computer side. And here I have to use a tree view in order to go to documents where is the folder of WordPress where I've got the WP configs file modified. So hit left arrow.
Two, DR extern closed, 2 of 2.
I'm going to documents.
C, bootcamp closed, 1, this PC opened. 5, documents closed, 9:32.
Right arrow.
Documents opened, 13 item. 6, .tmp, .driven, Audacity, my pictures, my videos, Qcast closed, Qread, Reaper Media, WordPress closed.
WordPress closed, right arrow.
WordPress opened, 1 item.
Down arrow.
7, WordPress closed, 1 of 1.
It's not a folder WordPress because I had a WordPress folder where the archive, it was in the very beginning. And then when I unzipped the archive, the unzip wizard created another folder WordPress. So I have to open this folder.
WordPress open, 3 items. 8, WP admin closed, 1 of 3.
Okay, so this is the one. I'll hit left arrow again.
7, WordPress open, 3 items.
Because
WordPress 8, WP admin closed, 1 of 3. 7, WordPress open, 3 items. WordPress closed, 1 of 1.
Because if I press now tab.
Tab, list view, not selected, WP admin file folder 13/03/2019, 6 o'clock 02, 2 of 20.
So here is all the content of the WordPress package, which is already prepared with the modified WP config file. So I'll select all here, Control A.
Selected, WP admin, WP content, WP includes index.php.
Folders and files. And now application key or Shift F10.
Shift F10, context menu, new, upload, new.
Upload U, press U.
New menu bar, leaving menus, list view, WP admin file folder 13/03/2019, 6 o'clock 02, 2 of 20.
Now is uploading on my FTP exactly in the folder tamason.uk, which is the root folder for my domain where I want to install manually this WordPress package.
Q32.6db.
So I hit insert.
Target file already exists dialog. The target file already exists. Please choose an action. Source file. See user's Adrian documents. WordPress. WP admin images aligned on .png 417x24/09/2012/2044/42. Target file. /tamason.uk/ WP admin /images/aligned on .png 417x16/04/2019/13/38. Action. Override radio button checked. 107. Alt plus O.
Okay, so I hit insert page down in order to see how many megabytes I still have to upload. But here is a conflict. Apparently, before this attempt to upload WordPress was some other WordPress files uploaded there, so I can overwrite now this file. So I'll go with tab.
Tab. Always use this action checkbox not checked. Alt plus A. Tab. Apply the current queue only checkbox not checked. Alt plus C.
Apply to this queue only. Press spacebar.
Space check.
And go with tab until OK.
Tab. Apply only to upload checkbox not checked. Alt plus B.
Oh, I'll take this one.
Space check.
One more.
Tab. OK button.
OK button. Spacebar.
Space. List view. WP admin file folder 13/03/2019, 6 o'clock 02, 2 of 20.
and I'll hit again and set page down.
230.2 MB.
32 meg.
228.3 MB.
28, so as
226.8 MB.
Decreasing. That means the upload is going.
225.2 MB.
Because here reports how many megs FileZilla needs to upload on the server.
223.1 MB.
Insert page down.
222.4 MB.
Just a few minutes.
220.0 MB.
Until the upload will be complete, I would like to say the only thing what we have to do now is to open a browser and in the address bar to type the domain name where we uploaded the WordPress package. In my case, it's thomason.uk. So when the upload will be complete, I'll close FileZilla, I'll open a browser, and in the browser, I'll type the domain. Will be a short wizard there where I have to put a username and password for the brand new WordPress blog, and also an email address, which will be the admin address for that blog. And that's it. I'll be ready to go. So again, I hope I'll be ready to go. Hope to not be any error.
1.2 BBB.
It is very important when you put the database name, username and password.
Notification from FileZilla. Transfer finished. All files have been successfully transferred to FileZilla.
Okay, so all files transferred successfully. Close.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view list view, files.
I said it's very important to put the database name properly in that config file. Otherwise, we'll have errors. And keep in mind, the database and the username contain not only that bit what you typed into the edit field, but also the username of your cPanel account. Okay, I'll go
Windows R run dialog www period T A M A S A N Amazon period U K.
In run, I'll type the domain. Enter.
Enter desktop folder view list view FileZilla 530 untitled Google Chrome. WordPress single right point and angle quotation mark installation Google Chrome site title edit strong.
So that's it. No error. As just the wizard what I was talking about early.
Tab, username edit. Shift tab, site title edit.
Site title. I'll put here
www.tamason.uk. T-A-A-S-A-N. Tamason, period. U-K.
Tab.
Tab, username.
Username.
A-D-R-I-A-N. Rian, tab, password edit. V7DQC*4VLC$WTYNCZ.
Here is a password which is auto-generated, but I'll change this password.
Z, blank. K-A-D. 0SHRUAH 776.
Okay, isn't clear, but I'll remove it.
Cat 0SHRU776. Tab, hide password button.
Hide password. I'll tab again.
Tab, your email address pop up.
Your email. This is the email address where the admin, all the stuff what is coming via blog will be connected to. So, for example, if you receive any comments or if some updates are needed or somebody will contact you in any way, this email address will be, or if you want to recover your password as a an administrator, you have to use this email address.
A-D-R-I-A-N, Rian at T-A-M-A-S-A-N, Amazon period, U-K.
Okay, tab.
Tab, search engine visibility, discourage search engines from indexing this site, checkbox not checked.
Discourage search engine to index this site. If you want to keep the WordPress site not indexed by Google, let's say you install the WordPress, but you haven't got the content prepared and you need some extra weeks to put the content on and to be ready to do a proper launch for your blog, you can tick this box, but also you have to untick the box afterwards once all the content is on. I'll leave it as it is. Tab.
Tab, install WordPress button.
Install WordPress button. Press spacebar.
Space. Alert, save password, username, password, bullet, 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 show password, save, save, never, never, one tab, WordPress link.
I'll go to save the password.
WordPress single right point again, shift tab, WordPress link, never button. Shift tab, save button.
Save. Just to be saved in my browser.
Space, WordPress link.
And now.
Blank, heading level 1 success.
Success.
Blank, WordPress has been installed, thank you and enjoy.
WordPress has been installed. Welcome and enjoy.
Blank. Username.
Username.
Adrian. Password. Blank. Your chosen password.
Your chosen password.
Blank. Link login.
Login.
Link login.
I'll hit login.
Enter. Login symbol left point and angle quotation mark www.amazon.com/wordpress/google/chrome. Login symbol left point and A-E-R-I-A-N.
Adrian?
Adrian tab. Password edit. Start. Remember me checkbox tab. Login button space. Dashboard single left point and angle quotation mark www.amazon.com/wordpress/google/chrome. Login button free regions. 12 headings and 41 links. Dashboard single left point and angle quotation mark www.amazon.com/main menu navigation region.
Okay, so I'm in the dashboard of my brand new blog.
Same page, link skip to main content.
Now I can start to create posts, to adjust the theme, to adjust the widgets, and to customize the blog according with my taste.
Same page, link skip to toolbar. Main menu navigation region, toolbar navigation region. List of four items, link collapsed. Menu. Visit as pop-up menu link. www.amazon.org. Link. Zero comments awaiting moderation. Link as pop-up menu. List end. List of one items. Link as pop-up menu. I, Adrian. List end. Toolbar navigation region end. Link logout. Main region. Help. Button collapsed. Screen options. Button collapsed. Blank. Heading level 1 dashboard. Link dismissed. Welcome panel. Blank. Heading level 2. Welcome to WordPress.
Welcome to WordPress.
Blank. We've assembled some links to get you started. Blank. Heading level 3 has started. Link customize your site.
Customize your site.
Blank. Or. Link change your theme completely.
Change your theme.
Blank. Heading level 3 next steps. List of 4 items. Link. Write your first blog post.
Write your first blog post. Okay, so this is the dashboard. I'll close the dashboard and I'll go in the front end.
Folder 4, desktop, folder.
Practically what every visitor will see.
Windows R, run dialogue, type www.tamasan, Amazon, period, UK, enter, desktop, folder view list view, FileZilla 530, untitled Google Chrome. www.amazon.com, just another WordPress site, Google Chrome.
Just another WordPress is the slogan of the website.
Same page, link skip to content.
I can change it later on.
Blank, visit heading level 1, link www.com, just another WordPress site.
Just another WordPress website.
Main region article. Heading level 2, link hello world.
Hello world.
Blank, welcome to WordPress, this is your first post, editor deleted, head start writing.
It's just a sample of a new post.
Blank, posted by, link Adrian, link 16th April 2019. Posted in, link uncategorized.
Uncategorized is a category.
Link 1 comment in hello world.
One comment.
Article end. Main region end. Search for. Link. Skip edit.
Search for
PC. Search button. Blank. Heading level 2. Recent posts.
Recent posts.
List of one items. Link hello world. Recent comments. Heading level 2. List of one items. Link a WordPress commenter.
Recent comments.
On. Link hello world. List end. Blank. Heading level 2. Archives.
Archives.
List of one items. Link April 2019. List end. Blank. Heading level 2. Categories. List of one items. Link uncategorized.
Categories.
List end. Blank. Heading level 2. Meta. List of four items. Visit link login.
Login. I can log in into my account on the brand new blog.
Link entries RSS. Link comments RSS. Link WordPress.org. List end. Visit link www.amazon.org. Link proudly powered by WordPress.
So this is the blog with the sample article on. So we touch the goal of this presentation today to show you how to install manually a WordPress website into your server as long you have a hosting package and a free domain or an available domain where to install this package. I'll recap. You need the access to the cPanel. In cPanel, you have to create a database with the old privileges. You have to make a note or to memorize the details of that database, database name, database username, and the password for that username. Don't forget to apply all privileges for that user on that database. Then download from WordPress.org a package of the latest version of WordPress. Unzip the archive, go to the content of that WordPress folder, search for wp-config-sample.php, rename that file instead of config sample to remain only config, wp-config.php, and then open again this renamed file and fill in the information for database. Remember, you have to search for the lines starting with define. And in between the apostrophes, you have to put the database name, database user and password. Save the document, save the config file, open this in Notepad. Then use FileZilla in order to upload the WordPress folder, the content from the WordPress folder into the root of your domain, and then point a browser to the domain where you just uploaded the WordPress package and run that small wizard with the email address, user and password for the brand new blog. And job done. That's it. Takes only 10 or 15 minutes to do all this stuff. In my case, took a while just because I tried to create an email address, which apparently was already created before. But yeah, that's all. not a big deal, as long as you know how to do it. I've done this using JAWS on Windows 10 machine and Google Chrome. Hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, or if you want to launch your own blog and you need extra help, or if you have any questions, feel free to contact me or trying to put the question in the comments below the demonstration in the article on my blog, or to write me an email at office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, accessible capital A, compu capital C, so it's C-O-M-P-U, accessible compu, one word, capital A, capital C. Also, if you want to talk to me, you can ring me on Skype. The ID is accessible.computer. Bye for now, and see you next time.